Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Hello
to my family and friends.
Hello.
I would like to welcome you to the Love Lift Us Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Love. Today we have a great show lined up for you. But first, let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for protecting and maintaining our lives. We come to you this day in the form of joy. Those spirits which are spiritually dead, let them rise. Those eyes that are closed, Lord, open them in the name of Jesus. This upcoming week, we ask for doors to be open, Lord, and we ask that you usher out evil out of every situation right now. We pray for the sick, the bereaved, and those who are going in for surgery, those who have come out of surgery, Lord. And we just pray for all the listeners, Lord, and we just pray for your protection. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay. Now, our mini lesson for today happens to be entitled, Get Up Out of Your Grave, John 11. And I'm going to give a brief mini lesson over this. And it is entitled, The Death of Lazarus. Here are some things we knew about Lazarus. First of all, he was sick and from Bethany. He had a sister named Mary and Martha. And this was the same Mary who had poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. Well, Lazarus' sister had established a relationship with Jesus, and it's very important that we have a relationship with Jesus. So she told Jesus about Lazarus' illness. And, of course, Jesus did not leave until 2 days later, and he had to explain to his disciples that he had to awaken Lazarus, and they thought that maybe Lazarus was asleep, but actually he was dead. So when Jesus found Lazarus, he had to go and close by the tomb, which Lazarus had been there for 4 days. And so Jesus assured Martha that her brother would rise again. And so Jesus asked one question. He said, where have you laid him? Speaking of Lazarus. So Jesus went to where Lazarus was, and he wept before Lazarus. And he looked up unto his father. After he had asked someone to remove the stone, he looked up to his father, and he said, in other words, Lord, I thank you for listening to me. And he looked at Lazarus, and he told Lazarus to come out, meaning to get up out of his grave, get up out of that situation. And Lazarus rose. And so Jesus then told him to take off the grave clothes and let him go, let for death to relinquish him. So although Lazarus was dead, Jesus was summoned to raise him again. And there may be points in your life that places you at your lowest point, and you feel like that you're just buried, you can't do anything. But you must realize that Jesus can raise up any disparity that you have, and he can turn situations that look dim into situations that has light. So just remember that Jesus is the light of the world, and he can raise up any situation. Now, the moment that you have all been waiting for, I am going to introduce my guest today. She is a wife, mother, prophet, playwright, producer, minister, and promoter of upcoming artists. I would like to introduce to some and present to others Prophetess Cassandra Mills. Welcome, Prophetess Mills.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Okay, we will begin our interview questions. And my first question for you is, how did God lead you to your anointing of prophecy and ministry?
Amen. I was about 17 years old, and in a season where I had just given my life to God, and he had me doing intercession, prayer, and laying before him, consecrating myself. And then the Lord began showing me, amen, prophetic dreams and visions. And then, you know, I've always been a musician, so he began to then deal with me in prophetic songs and ushering me into a prophetic anointing, I'm sorry. And through intercession, I began to come into my full, you know, identity. And, of course, I rejected the call, but I finally surrendered to the call in the prophetic. Amen.
Okay. Thank you. Now, tell me a little bit about your production, Heaven Sound, and what is the purpose and mission of that?
Well, Heaven Sound Productions was first founded by my sister, the late Kimberly Tolson Duncan. She passed away last year from lung cancer at the age of 30. She was inspired by writing her songs. She fought a battle of cancer for almost half of her life, and she inspired me to write. And so with that, we both began to write songs together. Amen. And Heaven Sound is basically a ministry of music inspired by heaven. It's basically you're singing from the heart of David. You're coming to God naked, amen, and worship and saying whatever your heart is saying to him. And all the songs are original, and they're sang with a heart of true worship. Our purpose is to keep an open opportunity for all those who write worship music or, you know, write songs, period. And our mission is to visit in the homes of God's people by the way of the sound waves, through the sound of worship, and accomplishing, leaving them in the presence of the Lord. Amen. That's our main mission. Amen.
Okay. Excellent. Amen. Now, tell me a little bit about your inspiration behind your first single CD in 2001, Never Let You Down.
Well, that was the first prophetic song that I've ever written. Never Let You Down was a song birthed out of intercession. Amen. And I had an opportunity to record it in a studio, a real actual studio. And the song was basically like the opening of what God is doing right now in my music, amen, ministry. This song was the opening, the beginning of a new start, a new beginning. Amen.
Okay. All right. Great, great. So is that song, is this same CD out right now? It's out on shelves or?
Well, no, I'm going to re-record it, but it's already been written, and I have to re-record it because, of course, my voice changed over the years, and I'm not the, yeah, my voice is different now than it was back then. So we plan on re-recording it and putting it on one of our upcoming CDs. Amen.
Amen. And be sure to do that. When you do that, let me know because I want to get one.
Okay.
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 All right. If there are aspiring new songwriters, what is the process for writing music? What is the process of writing music as far as the making of the project and the distribution? Excuse me.
In terms of the distribution, there are so many ways. You basically get to a local record label or find out where you can go about going into a studio for distribution purposes. But in terms of songwriting, the song, of course, takes time and commitment, and you have to be in a quiet place. And you have to write basically on your experiences. You have to write from your heart. And so what comes from the heart reaches the heart. And so with that being said, that's what I would tell every songwriter. I actually started writing poems, and my poems turned into songs, but I've always had an inspiration with writing So it has to be your inspiration. So that's what I would encourage. You know, don't try to just write, you know, based on the sound, the beat, all of that will come, but write from your heart, and you'll have a successful song.
Okay, that's great. Now, this is my favorite part because, you know, playwriting is one of my niches, but I wanted to ask you, you're a playwriter as well, and you have several plays,
ma'am.
And one play that stood out to me was Take Jesus Back to School. Tell the listeners little bit about that play and the message behind it.
Well, Take Jesus Back to School was one of our beginning plays that we did. When we were living in Chicago, we worked extensively with young people, and we lived in a very rough neighborhood, Inglewood. I don't know if anybody know, but it was rough then, and it's, you know, still pretty rough now. And, you know, of course, you have young people growing up in those different surroundings. And we were a little church right there sitting there, and the Lord gave me an idea to write this play for them. And it was a very inspiring message for all the young people. And the message entails that you can serve God while you're in school. And we know that, you know, they're trying to accomplish, and they have almost accomplished in taking prayer and all of that out of the school system, and, you know, just letting them know that you can serve God, letting the young people know you can serve God while you're in school, you can live a holy life. This is what this play was written around, inspiring them to that they don't have to go within the in crowd, and, you know, teaching them what God is requiring of them even as young people, and letting them know that it's okay to pray and to be an example in front of their peers, which, you know, that is what the play kind of, you know, the purpose of the play, I would say. So the message was delivered. We had quite a few scenes on bullying. One of the scenes was on sex, premature sex, and, you know, pregnancy. It was really inspiring, and I had an opportunity to meet some of those young people that were in that play, and they remembered that play. They remembered me from, you know, doing that for them. And so it was a good investment with them. Amen.
Amen. All right, sister. I'm going to have to check out that play. Okay.
Now,
you work alongside music teachers in the Chicago Public Schools.
Yes, I have.
Yes, ma'am. Tell me a little bit about that experience, and how did you inspire those students without coming out, you know, promoting Jesus, like saying Jesus and all that?
Okay, well, they saw the gift of music, basically, and surprisingly, many of the music teachers don't really know how to play live music. They could teach it, but they couldn't play it on the piano, so... you know, the Bible says that your gifts will make room for you. And so at that time, I was just my husband helping him because he does the playwright as well and does the productions in the school. And I went in to help him, and they asked me to, you know, play for some of the assemblies. And then from there, I found myself just coming every year and inspiring them to sing and working with some of the young people individually. And it was a great opportunity, great favor. And I never spoke of Jesus, but, you know, they saw the light. And, you know, I reached them through my light. They saw the light. They saw the love of Christ. And that's how I reached them, impacted them by stirring up their opportunities. The young people, and, you know, a lot of us in churches, we don't really stir up or pull in those opportunities that are lying dormant in our children, those gifts, that hidden talent. And that's what I did for those children in the public schools. And they would call me back every year.
Okay. Now, some of the goals that you mentioned was to produce other artists for Heaven Sound Music. Now, how will you go about reaching this goal?
Well, as of right now, I have set a goal for one day to be able to produce others. That's more long-term, a long-term goal, and hoping to one day get a studio of my own to reach out to other artists like myself in need of someone to just, you know, pull what's in them out of them and to help them to get the right sound. And that's a more of a futuristic goal, speaking of. So, but it's something that's in play, looking forward to meeting new artists. Amen.
Amen. Okay. And that kind of ties into the next question of where do you see your ministry holistically in 2 to 5 years? As far as CD projects, stage shows, do you see yourself staying in your area or you see it expanding?
Well, of course, I see it expanding, staying in my area. You know, when God blesses you with multiple talents, you know, like myself, I try to work everyone that he gave me. I'm just being faithful. I see myself producing multiple plays. I've already started, have a wonderful drama ministry that that's just ready and shooting up, and I see those plays ministering to people because, you know, some people may not hear the spoken word of the Bible. They can come to a play and, you know, be inspired and ministered through that play. And of course, 2 to 5 years from now, I see myself stronger in my music ministry, multiple albums, Psalms of Worship that that's getting ready to come out, and it's really powerful. So I see that really being a blessing to all the listeners all over the world.
Okay. Now, in your bio, you indicated that your top goal was to finish your project, the Psalms of Worship. Now, are you writing and singing on the CD, or do you have other people incorporated in that project?
Yes, I'm singing on this CD. I'm writing most of the, except for one of the songs, which was written by my late sister, Kimberly. She wrote Calling on You. The name of the first CD is Intercession, which it's going to be a three-part CD, three CDs, one Intercession, one Eagle's Wings, and the other is Worship While You Wait. And I'm the artist on all three CDs. It's a very powerful CD, so I'm going to let you know when it becomes available so that you can pick up your copy. Amen.
Okay. And if someone basically is interested in contacting you, how would they go about doing that for anything, whether it's stage show, CD, their new artist, just need someone to talk to about that?
Oh, okay.
What's your...
Yeah. They can contact me through Facebook, or you can take my number down, 214-900-4738. And this is my number. Anybody can call if you have any songs, anything. I play by ear, inspired by God. And so if you have a song or if you have a play idea, you want my help, you know, I'm ready.
Okay, great. And I'm going to take you up on that because I do have a song and I need a musician.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Let me tell you, I do want to make note of this. When I visited your website and
uh-huh.
I heard Eagle Wings, Eagle Wings, that song, just going to that website is so uplifting. You have a high anointing on your life. I mean, it's...
Oh, wow.
I don't know. That song is so... I mean, it's like... I can't even explain. I made a note because I had to tell you that. That song right there is just uplifting. And when I looked at it, I didn't even know the name of the song. As soon as I clicked on your website, I was like, oh, wow, this is like uplifting. Then it said Eagle Wings, and I was like, oh. I mean, that just went right into it, seriously.
Amen. Yes. And that's my goal, you know. I'm not trying to be like another singer, another artist. I'm really just trying to do what God has told me to do. He said, write the songs. He said, record them. So, you know, if one person would just obey God, look at where we are today because of Abraham's obedience. We're blessed because
Amen.
Of him. Amen. And so one act of obedience can bless nations of people. And if God mm-hmm. could just get us to just not look at what we don't have and just move out, go forward. And so that's what I'm doing, woman of God. And I am so glad that you were one of the ones blessed. And that website, too, they can go to. I post songs all the time. It's a free website, but you can forward that to anybody. It's Prophetic Psalmist Cassandra Mills. YolaSite.com. So they can go there and hear songs. I'm always putting different songs on there. Songs from heaven, I'll say. So,
right.
Amen.
Amen. All right. I sure do thank you, Prophetess Mills, for your time. And please be sure to check out, listeners, please be sure to check out her websites and look forward to her CD that she's going to have coming out in the future. And I do have a few announcements. On next Saturday, the Movette Entertainment Vice President, Madam Barbara Hudson, will be my guest at 5:30 p.m. She is from Houston, Texas. If you're in need of workshop speakers for education, entertainment, or religious events, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Also, you can Facebook me at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. And some parents wanted to know if there were any organizations out there who had school supplies that they were donating to the community. So if you're one of those entities or organizations who have school supplies for students in the Texas area, and I'm sure expanding across the nation, I can forward it to other people. Please contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, we thank you, Prophetess Mills.
Thank you
I would
for
like
having
to thank
me.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to thank God, my family, and friends. And remember to tell your friends that it was love that lifted you up, because God is love. Continue to relinquish your gifts, recognize God, and reverence God. Until next time, love God and everyone. Goodbye, everybody. And Prophetess Mills, be sure to keep in touch with me, and God bless you
yes.
and your family on all of your gifts.
Bless you too, woman of God. Thank you so much for having me. It was a blessing speaking with you.
Yes, ma'am. Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. This concludes my show, the Love Lift You Up Show. Thank you.